Well, today we have a guest on the phone with us. It's Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Beth, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm just fine. How are you today?
Very well. Still in good health. We hope everyone else is in the same mode there, too. Hey, I want to talk little bit about a few things. But first of all, as usual this time of the year, we're getting into the flu season. And I know there are a lot of opportunities out there for folks to get flu shots. The folks with the Cass County Health System have juggled some things around up there to work through the traffic and be able to get folks in and out real easy for that process. Talk about the importance of the flu shot.
You know, and we stress this every year, right? Getting the flu shot, you know, even if you're young and healthy, it's about protecting others around you. So our message is, you know, no different than previous years. But I would say we have a stronger emphasis on it, more than ever, just because we know that COVID is definitely still circulating in Cass County, in Iowa, in the United States, and the world. So, getting your flu shot is definitely a good thing for you, your household members, those you work next to, or the other kids your children are in school with. It's really just the right thing to do to protect our community.
Is there a right time to get the flu vaccine?
You know, anytime, the CDC would tell you anytime, October, November, December, these fall months. Is really when they want to see people immunized against influenza.
And if I'm remembering correctly, doesn't it take like a week or two for the vaccine to truly kind of take effect once you get the shot?
Right, that's right. So your body's building antibodies, and it is going to take a couple weeks before that vaccine is going to be, as effective as it can be for that flu season.
You bet. Well, and it's not the old days where we had to, ration those things out. It seems like every year there's plenty of vaccine to go around for the flu shots, and it seems like there are plenty of opportunities around the communities to get it taken care of.
There definitely is. I mean, Walmart and Hy-Vee and Rex Pharmacy always offer flu shots. The hospital's offering flu shots, and if you don't want to have to go in, if you don't have a doctor's appointment, they're doing drive-by or drive-up flu shots. So you can certainly call and schedule one of those. We are going into the schools again to provide flu shots for teachers as well as the other staff and students. And then public health goes out to area businesses as well. If you have a whole group of your employees that you want to, pay for them to have the flu shots, we come to you. We sit there and we vaccinate all of your employees, and it's a pretty easy way. And a lot of businesses in the county like that option and take us up on that just so they know their employees are getting it done.
Absolutely. Well, it's a cost-saving measure for them, too. And talk about the flu vaccine itself now, too, because we're talking so much about COVID recently. And is it important even more so this year to get the flu vaccine to make sure you stay as healthy as possible so you can have a chance to fight off anything else?
Absolutely it is. And, like I've heard a lot of the epidemiologists say is, you would hate to be knocked down from flu and then be exposed to COVID and then have that on top. You feel miserable with either one of those illnesses by themselves, and to have like a dual infection could really be detrimental to some health of individuals. And I just, we can't stress the importance enough for people to get immunized this year.
Sure. Beth, I've had a few folks ask a few questions, and I thought, well, I'll pose them to you because you're more the expert than I am, certainly. But for example, with the flu shot, I was asked by someone that if they were to go and get the flu shot now, then let's say somewhere down the road here in the next few months, a flu vaccine were perfected and were laid out on the market, would that preclude me because I got the flu shot of getting a vaccine for coronavirus, since they're both, they're both coronaviruses? Will it cause any problems or issues at all?
We haven't had any specifics released about the coronavirus vaccine yet. I think that as they get into those trial phases and they get closer to being released, the company will release those details. But right now, we don't even know which companies are in those final kind of trials until you see the success of those. So more to come. I can't answer that, and I don't know that any of us can, what the manufacturer's guidelines will be of who can get it, when you should get it. You know, with the coronavirus vaccine, though, what we have seen out of the top couple contenders in those final trials, I think it'll be a two-dose series, which means you'll get one shot, and then it's very specific. You know, like 28 days later, you need your second dose, or 26 days later, you need that second dose. So we do see that I think people will need two rounds, just like we have with other, you know, immunizations too. So that's not uncommon to see with a vaccine. But with the coronavirus vaccine, I do believe it will be two doses that people need for the maximum immunity. So
it's a reasonable question, but it shouldn't stop you from getting the flu shot.
Correct. I would go ahead and get the flu shot. And so I want to be transparent. I mean, we're not just going to have enough doses to give anybody in Cass County that wants, you know, a coronavirus vaccine right away. I mean, it's going to be very specific to certain populations, you know, our populations that are really high risk, you know, whether that be because of age or other health factors. As well as, you know, those essential services workers. So, you know, our frontline healthcare workers, those nursing home workers, you know, others that are in, you know, high risk for catching coronavirus, or workers that we need to stay healthy, you know, to keep our world going too. So it will be a slow rollout. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, it's well into 2021 before we have that readily available for our county.
Sure. Well, Beth, another question I've been asked too is that, you know, there are a lot of the symptoms are similar with coronavirus as opposed to the common seasonal flus that float around every year. So is there any way at all for folks to kind of have an inkling of what might be the problem if they should get one or the other, or is testing the only way to know?
You know, testing is the way to know, unless you know that you had an exposure. So if you know that you were, you know, around somebody that just tested positive for influenza and you have the, you know, you've developed symptoms, then, you know, it's likely influenza. Or the opposite, you know, if you know you've been around somebody that has coronavirus and you were, you know, considered exposed, then, you know, it's likely coronavirus. But I think testing is the only way that you will rule that out, and I think any healthcare provider would say that too. I mean, we've even had strep throat, right, going around, and strep throat can even look like coronavirus. So until you test for both and rule one or the other out, you just simply don't know.
Yeah, it's getting to be that season now, isn't it, where there are so many different things that tend to pop up here in the fall and winter months that, you know, we don't want to make light of it, but it's serious, but it just makes it more and more difficult in the early stages, and more important for folks to, you know, number one, take care as best they can and follow the precautions they need to, but also be aware of those symptoms and make sure you do follow through.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, school has obviously started now, and we're starting to see some of the effects. We expected to see certain things happen as we congregated folks together. We were hoping to be able to mitigate that as best we could. How are things going locally?
You know, I think we are very fortunate. We have three wonderful school districts. They are so easy to work with. They have staff that they are very compassionate. They care. They want to do the right thing. They are always reaching out to say, you know, this is what we think you would say. Just want to confirm, is that right? Is that what the latest CDC guidance is? And so, you know, I think all of our school districts do a really nice job staying on top of what they need to have a safe school year. And like you said, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, we've had these kids separate since March, and now we're bringing them all back together right at the start of cold and flu season. So, you know, I think we would see illness in any year, and especially in a year when we have an extra illness kind of circulating and to worry about outside of the normal childhood illnesses.
Yeah. Well, and we've seen this in school districts around the region in past years where there might be an outbreak of the seasonal flu, or there might be an outbreak of something like meningitis.
Right. Yep. And we've had that locally, too. I mean, we've seen, you know, there's going to be a pertussis outbreak or a GI bug, and, you know, I mean, the schools are very good about reporting those absentee numbers to the Department of Health and the Department of Education. And so it's just an extra step this year for them to be reporting some additional measures as well.
Sure. So as far as mitigation concerns go right now, nothing's changed. Continue to, you know, be protective of yourself and others.
Yep. and I think the biggest thing I just want to stress with people, you know, if you have any questions, you know, talk to your healthcare provider, consider being tested. I mean, this is very mild for most people, right? So it seems silly to wake up and think, well, my symptoms are really mild, I can keep going to work or school because I would any other year. And I understand that. But for some people, this isn't mild. And I think that's just the message we have to drive home is, you know, I want my grandparents at holidays and I want them, you know, at important life events in the future too. So if we can do everything we can to protect that population, I think it's just the right thing to do.
Very good. And get those flu shots.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Beth, thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Yeah,
stay safe.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Take care.